Hello, I'm Ben Rylan, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to Finland to discover the history of one of the country's modernist icons, Helsinki's City Theatre. Here's our correspondent, Petri Burtsov, with more.
When the architect Timo Penttilä was given the task of designing a new theatre for the city of Helsinki, the project seemed like every architect's dream. The city had an active drama scene, but it lacked a large landmark theatre building. Such was to be built in a large 1.5-hectare empty plot with an undulating topography by the sea in the suburb of Kallio. Finland at the time, in the 1960s, was at the architectural forefront of the world. Alvar Aalto had already earned his place in the pantheon of modernist masters alongside the likes of Le Corbusier and Mies van der Rohe. The eyes of the world's architecture lovers were on Finland. Although Penttilä was relatively unknown at the time, the societal role of the architect was at its height. He was given a carte blanche when designing the building. Penttilä decided to adopt a functionalist approach where, as the name suggests, function was to dictate the form. The theatre halls were placed horizontally because a multi-storied approach would have made stage logistics more difficult. This design resulted in a flat edifice that blends into the surrounding park and hills, hugging the topography around the building, as one architecture historian wrote. The theatre halls are partly underground, carved into the bedrock of the area, so that approaching the building from behind, it is only a few meters tall and very unassuming. This stands in stark contrast to the large foyer that dominates the main seaside facade. Its glass walls and low-rise design are the theatre's main defining feature. Inside the theatre building, white slabs of marble intersect with elements of natural wood and brass in a space filled with natural light and views of the surrounding parkland. This design is very typical of modernism and sort of blends the boundary of the inside and the outside of the building. But for Penttilä, it had another rationale. The openness of the light-filled foyer, with its grandiose views over the sea and the surrounding parkland, stands in contrast with the closed theatre halls. This juxtaposition of light and dark, the open space and the closed space, accentuates the role of the performance. But more importantly, the foyer acts as a kind of intermediary between the theatre stage and the surrounding city, again accentuating the theatre as a social space not detached from the urban fabric of the city. There is a monumentalism present in the Helsinki City Theatre's design that was not typical of the modernist buildings of the time. Penttilä himself was critical of the carbon copy architecture of the post-war years that eschewed the role of the building as a monument, seeing its inherent value solely in the function that it serves. For Penttilä, buildings had a monumental value beyond their practical use value. Buildings, he believed, were monuments that shaped the identity of the city. Helsinki City Theatre became more than a monument. It became an icon. It was the finest theatre of its time and is widely considered Penttilä's finest design. It was a career-defining work for Penttilä, who at the time was a relatively unknown Finnish architect. After its completion, Penttilä was hired to teach architecture at the Berkeley University in California and later worked for almost two decades at the prestigious Viennese Akademie der Bildenden Künsten. In terms of functionality, the Helsinki City Theatre has stood the test of time. It is today Finland's biggest professional theatre, with nearly 1,000 performances per year, and is passionately loved by the theatre's employees. The building was carefully and painstakingly restored for its 50-year jubilee 2 years ago by the Helsinki-based LPR architects, who wanted to modernize the building's technology without altering Penttilä's original design. The renovated theatre can host the most technologically advanced plays and musicals, but stepping into the building is like stepping into a time machine. The Helsinki City Theatre is today considered one of the defining buildings of Finnish modernism, alongside such masterpieces as Alvar Aalto's Finlandia Hall and Jäntien Lindegren's Helsinki Olympic Stadium.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Petri Bertsov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ben Ryland. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.